Why is the Trump administration helping the Saudi Arabians? Why? In the face of Yemen's senseless humanitarian tragedy, where 19 million people need immediate emergency support, we are committed to using our constitutional authority to assert greater oversight over U.S. involvement in the conflict and promote greater public debate regarding United States military participation in Yemen's civil war, which has never been authorized by Congress, the legislators said in a letter. Do you remember? Remember that line from Team America where Hans Blix tells Kim Jong-il, Mr. L., you must open up your palace for UN weapon inspection, or we will be forced to send you a nasty letter and then pretend as though we actually mean it. Well, maybe this is a nasty letter that these cats actually mean. Who knows? The letter comes on the heels of another signed by 55 legislators to President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, insisting that any direct U.S. involvement in Yemen be brought before Congress for authorization. In a trip to Saudi Arabia in April, Mattis hinted at direct U.S. military and intelligence support for the Saudi-led coalition, which is seeking to dislodge the Shiite-led Houthi rebels from Sana'a and other areas they control in Yemen. Saudi fighter jets dropped leaflets over Houthi-controlled Hodeidah in recent days, warning its hundreds of thousands of residents of an impending offensive, according to the United Nations and aid agencies. Yemen imports 90% of its food. This is why the Orthodox Muslims want to attack Hodeidah. They want to blow the port up, they want to blow it to kingdom come, and then they want to control it using United States special ops. The Saudis have admitted they've been trying to take the port for over a year and a half, and they can't. And thus they've asked their big buddy, Uncle Sam. Hey, Lama. Hey, Uncle Sam. You know, how about a little help over here? Of course, Uncle Trump, apparently. Listen to me. Believe me, the era of nation building is over. Believe me. Is it? Is the era of nation bombing over? Is the era of using our military to commit and or to assist Muslim nations to commit war crimes against other quasi-Muslim nations over? This is madness. Madness. And yet it proceeds. Apache.